Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to the show. This is your host, Jerry Williams, and Paula Alexander is off tonight. She has some stuff happening, some personal issues. So normally we would do like Paula ticks, right? We would like to find out what makes Paula tick. But she is off tonight because of some situations she's handling. So we're going to go ahead and really cover today the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial or defamation case. Now, what I would like to do is always remember that we need to call her Amber Turd, right? Because that's what she does. Amber Turd is always going to be her nickname now. And I think everybody is relating the facts that she took a shit on Johnny Depp's side of the bed. And then blamed it on her little dog that's maybe, you know, I mean, this damn thing's no more than a foot long, you know what I mean? If it had that kind of shit coming out of it, it definitely needs to get checked out by the veterinarian, I'm telling you. But that's what Amber Turd does, is she has really been, I mean, her lawyers, oh, my God, what the hell is wrong with these people? I mean, seriously, does anybody realize how screwed up her lawyers are? Because these people, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but I got to be honest with you. I don't think I would ever, no, I know I would never have them represent me in a million years, because everything they say and what they're doing is really kind of truly scary. It really is. And it makes me realize, you know, that these people, these lawyers, especially on her side, have paid a lot of money for these witnesses to come on there. I mean, there's doctors that they've had on there. What was it, today and yesterday? They had these doctors come on, these expert doctors. And, of course, they're paying these doctors. I mean, they asked him, how much are you getting paid? He says, usually I get paid $1,000, but then he said, but because I'm coming out today, I get paid $5,000 to be there. That's what Johnny Depp's lawyers asked him. And he said, I make $5,000 for being here today for this defamation case to you know, be a witness. Now, the truth of the matter is, when you get – so here's what I want to make a point. Number one, when they do subpoena somebody to court, you know, the clerk of courts or the county or the state, whatever you want to call it, they pay you to come out there, right? They pay you per miles and so forth and blah, blah, blah. So he probably got paid from that. All these witnesses are getting paid from that. Plus, they're getting paid from the lawyers of Amber Heard's people. And the problem is that these people that they're bringing out here for witnesses are not liable witnesses. They are not liable whatsoever. I mean, the stuff that they come up with is just it's mind-boggling, really, because, you know, they're coming up with information that is like pretty much all hearsay, because it's what you hear in the courtroom is, you know, Johnny Depp's lawyers, you know, bouncing it, coming in and saying, nope, that's hearsay, blah, blah, blah. Because that's what they're doing. They're doing hearsay. Obviously, they have been pre-programmed by the Amber Heard lawyer team to put these people on there, right? And that's what they do. They put them on there. They pay them. They pre-program them, tell them what to say and what to do. And this is stuff that they bring on there. And I think it's kind of crazy because of all the situations that's been happening. But, you know, Amber Heard and her lawyers really have a lot of issues there. And you can tell that the witnesses are lying tremendously. I mean, really they are, because you can see it in the body language. Now, take it from me. I mean, I was a police officer forever, 8-10 years ago, and I handled probably, I would say maybe 200 cases where I had to do an interrogation with witnesses and interrogation with suspects. And we were trained. We were definitely trained. I mean, we were trained to learn body language. We were trained on how to interrogate properly, to catch the person if they were lying or tell them the truth. And a lot of times you would find that, you know, you could really determine a liar really quick. So when I watch the court cases, what I like to do anytime I'm watching any kind of court, it's just the policeman in me that I'm looking for body language of the person. And the body language that is coming out of the Amber Heard side is all about lies. Even Amber Heard herself, as I had mentioned on the show about a week ago when she took the stand, that she was lying. You could tell by her body language. And so these witnesses are lying. You know, that's what they do. They're going to lie because that's what they're paid to do. But the problem is they were caught in a lot of different situations where they had all these issues. Now, they had this woman on the stand today. I cannot remember her name. We'll bring it up here in just a few minutes because I have a couple of audios I'm going to play. But I want to say that these people, this girl that they had on there, I mean, number one, she had such a fake orange tan that she was like, I got to tell you, man, her orange tan was probably as bad as Donald Trump's orange tan. I mean, she looked like she had hepatitis. She was like so orange. And that's what I think of. I think of these people looking like the Simpsons or some shit, you know. But she had this orange can, and, you know, she was really kind of rude and crude in her question. Now, she got very defensive and argumentative, and so did that doctor that looked like the doctor from Back to the Future. I mean, that dude was like, I don't know where the hell I got him from, man, but he was kind of like a creepy, creepy son of a bitch. It's like one of those creepy crypt keepers from, like, you know, the Creep Show or something like that, or in a graveyard. But this guy was, like, so creepy, it kind of like I was waiting for him to jump up and something happened, you know. But obviously, he had a lot of issues because once they cross-examined him, he fell apart really quick. Now, that woman who was supposed to be an expert analyst on entertainers, You know, she came out and said, well, it's because of Johnny Depp, because of this defamation case. It's because people are now hashtagging Amber Turd. And then they signed a petition to get Heard off of Aquaman 2, which actually, by the way, and that happened. As of, what, 2 days ago, they totally removed her from Aquaman 2. So she will not be in Aquaman 2. They totally removed her from the movie. And so she will not be in Aquaman 2. I'm actually pretty happy for that because she, you know, they were blaming Johnny Depp for her losing that position. You know, they were saying Johnny Depp's fault because he did this, you know. But it wasn't Johnny Depp that did it, right? You got to remember, Amber Heard started all this stuff. That's how it began. And, oh, thank you. Love you. Oh, my wife brought me some coffee. That was very nice of her to do that. Thank you, baby. She's such a sweet, lovely wife. She makes sure I'm taken care of, that's for sure. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, you know, when they do this, when they have this, the letter that she wrote, you know, Amber Heard wrote that letter to the Post. She did admit to it on the stand on day one that she wrote that letter. We played the audio here of her admitting that she wrote that letter. And so when she wrote that letter and it came out publicly, I think that didn't help her case as well, because I'm sure a lot of people were saying, I mean, you got to think the movie producers and, for Aquaman and that were saying, hey, guess what? This is not a good thing because it's bad credibility towards towards the film. It's bad credibility towards, anything that we're doing here. So she really paved all this crap on herself. I mean, truly she did. It's not Johnny Depp's fault. She put the letters out there. She brought it out publicly to the people because of what she wanted to do. And she was trying to make this all about something that, you know, she thought, well, I can tell you, she thought, well, I got Johnny Depp. I got you. All I did is write this letter, and I got you. You're screwed. You know, that's what she thought. Oh, you're screwed, man. I got you. You're not going to win this case. And that's what she thinks. Amber Heard truly thinks that she's going to win this case. I can tell you right now, if she wins, that will be the craziest shit I've ever seen in a courtroom, because everything that her lawyers and all those witnesses they've hired to do, these bad actors, doing what they're doing on the stand, there's no way possible that some jurors are going to look at that and say, oh, guess what? Well, that's a good idea. I think that, you know, that we believe everyone, because they can see the bullshit too. Everybody else sees it. I mean, everybody sees the bullshit that is going on with this case. Now, everybody's getting, you know, and I got to be honest with you. I was never a big fan of either one of them. I will say that I did like Johnny Depp in the 80s, in the 90s, and so forth. I watched 21 Jump Street, you know. And I watched some of his movies, Crybaby and all those other movies. But see, here's the thing. So the person that was on the stand today, this analyst, this professional analyst that is supposed to be somebody that knows everything about movies and films. And so she said that it's because she was, Amber Heard was a rising star, that she was going to get $2 million from Aquaman 2, and that she was going to get more money as she went on in future films. And she said, that's how we predict this. But the thing is, you can't tell what's going to happen in the future. I mean, Aquaman 2 probably would have done well. I'm sure it would have. But let's say it didn't do well. You can't prejudge what a film will do. And by the way, she tried to make it out, this specialist tried to make it out that everybody was going to go see Aquaman 2 because of Amber Heard and because of Mr. Mimosa. But when you see Aquaman, who are they really going to go see? Yeah, right, Mimosa. I mean, he's the heartthrob of the movies. I mean, all these girls are like going out there creaming their panties because of this guy, right? That's what they do. So do you think they really care about Amber Heard? I mean, I didn't even know who the hell she was until this court case. I ain't going to lie to you. If you put Amber Heard's name out there and then you put Johnny Depp, a lot of people don't even know who the hell Amber Heard is until this trial started taking place. Nobody knew who she was. She wasn't that popular. And people think that, you know, well, she isn't that popular. So what's going to happen here, right? What's going to happen with, you know, her stardom is going to rise? And Amber Heard, I believe, she is one of those people, one of those females who pretty much screws every single male to get to where she's at. That's what she relies on. You know, she gets out there, has sex with them, you know, gets a job. She's tried this many times with other actors like Kevin Costner, who actually absolutely refused her and said she was nasty, which I don't blame him. Then you have, then you have all these other ones. She went, you know, pretty much was in an affair with Elon Musk. They have a child together, apparently. As she had mentioned in the courtroom. And then you have, you know, James DeFranco. She was with him, and she was, you know, messing with him. So she gets around a lot, and it's not just a little bit. You can say somebody gets around the block maybe a couple times. This girl is getting around the city blocks like 5 million times, right? That's what she does. She gets around the blocks 5 million times she's out there. Yeah, you know, she gets around so much they made a song about her called She Bangs, right? She Bangs. She Bangs. That's her. But the whole court case, the whole thing today, and even in the past watching it, I mean, it's a freaking circus, guys. It is a circus. I mean, we're seeing – I'm waiting for the clowns to come out of the sideshow, you know, the courtroom, and then, you know, all these people start coming out, you know, the trapeze artists and everything trying to bounce back and forth, you know, and that's what I'm waiting for. Even the judge is having enough of Amber Heard's lawyers that, you know, she's getting fed up with them. She's getting fed up with the witnesses. And I thought it was kind of interesting, even in the courtroom today. I don't know if anybody was watching it, but if you were, in the courtroom today, they actually had this woman that – did anybody see this? So this woman stands up when they took their lunch break. The woman stands up and these people – you know, she stands up and she's holding a baby and she says, Johnny Depp, oh, this is your baby. I love you. And, of course, you know, it was a joke is what she was doing. And everybody was like, oh, my God, is this like real shit or what's going on? So even the news reporters chased this woman down. And then they came back and they said, we just want to confirm that Johnny Depp still has three children. You know, they're like, no, this was a hoax. And then the girl actually came out and said that it was a hoax, that it was something her and her husband wanted to play a joke. And, you know, that's what they did. It's just a crazy fiasco in that courtroom. It really is. I just truly don't understand. You know, when you see this kind of stuff, you're thinking, man, this is some crazy shit. But again, watching everything that goes on in that courtroom is really blowing my mind as far as knowing that, you know, we're seeing a lot of lying witnesses. We're seeing a lot. I mean, these guys are paid actors. That's what they do. And that's what I witnessed today. But that woman that they had in there, that analyst, she went in there. And then, of course, Johnny Depp's lawyers get up and cross-examine her, right? And so they cross-examine her, and then they start asking her questions about – because she's supposed to be a professional about entertainers and entertainment businesses, knowing what kind of money they make and their contracts and so forth. And they started to ask her about different actors, right? She didn't even know who half those actors were. And then she said, no, I don't know that. You know, no. So here's what they did. They actually discredited her. Because she didn't really know what the hell's going on. She has no clue. So for somebody that knows the entertainment field, she has no clue about certain actors and actresses, which is kind of a bad thing because that's your career, you know? So I think a 2-year-old granddaughter would know more about actors and actresses than this woman did. That's how terrible it was. And of course she said she was making, for being there as a witness, she was making $650 an hour to be there. So again, she's paid. She's a paid person. And so they're paying her $650 a day. Amber Heard's lawyers are, to come out and speak about this. And so again, everything she said, she had no clue about actors and actresses out there. And I truly, truly believe that there's a lot more issues with that woman than you can ever imagine. Because here's the reason why I'm going to bring this up. So she was getting aggressive. She was getting very angry. She was, her body language, you know, it showed she was uncomfortable, but she was always coming around since these lies, you can tell. And her body language was showing she was lying about a lot of that stuff because she had no clue what the hell she's doing. And that's what that proved. She has no clue what she does in her profession. If she does, she's terrible at it. And when she – and the thing that I found, that if you ever watch these witnesses for Amber Heard, all do the exact same thing. They look at the jury and talk to the jury. Because that's how they're pre-programmed from Amber Heard's lawyers, is to look at the jury and talk to them directly, trying to convince them. And that's what they have been trained, just like Amber Heard looked at the jury when she spoke. So all this stuff was happening today. Apparently, Johnny Depp, so tomorrow they come back on, and from what, you know, what they're saying – is that Johnny Depp is supposed to go back on the stand because they want to do some further questioning. Now, Amber Heard's lawyers only have 4 more hours left of their fiasco. Thank God for that, because that's what this has been all a couple weeks, is nothing but Amber Heard's lawyers taking up all this freaking hours that they need to bring all this crazy witnesses that didn't really get them any further than where they were. And so that's an issue that they're having there. Now, Johnny Depp's lawyers still have 15 more hours left. So starting tomorrow, I think they're going to put Johnny Depp on the stand, from what I understand. And then, you know, after that, then they want to have it done. They want to start to finish this up by Thursday, I believe. So the whole thing is, it's coming down to the end. It's finally coming down to a close. And we'll find out who will win this court case, which, once again, I truly believe that with the evidence that we have seen. I mean, again, and I'm going to make this point clear, as I have said in the last past shows, I don't think either one of them are angels by no means. I mean, they're both screwed up, right? They're no angels, either one of them. And I don't say one's better than the other person. I'm sure Johnny Depp is definitely, does drugs, and, you know, as he does, you know, he probably gets blacked out and, you know, whatever that shit is. But this is about defamation case, right? So it's more about the defamation of, did she write that letter? Did she put it out? Did it ruin his career? And that's what they have to look at. And that's what everybody has to look at. Because all this other fiasco they've been doing doesn't make sense. And it's all about, once again, in the end, did she defame Johnny Depp's name for him to lose jobs? You know, obviously it probably did happen, but that's what it boils down to. So that's why I'm trying to make that point of where we are in this court case and what this is all about. All right, let's take some calls. Take a few calls here. Area code 323.
Yeah, it's Hello? Nice to know that the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp saga is still on your show.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting. I didn't know this about the witnesses. So she's being paid $650 a day. Her specialty is supposed to be the entertainment industry, and she knows nothing about it.
She has no clue.
Sounds,
they even asked her about Captain Kirk. They even asked her. They said, "So, what? Do you know who Captain Kirk is?" And they're like, "She's like, I don't know who Captain Kirk. I know of him, but I don't know all about him." And he's like, "But you know, that's Star Trek." She goes, "I'm not a Star Trek fan." It's like, but you're supposed to know about this kind of stuff, you know? I mean, it's that's been going on since the 50s and 60s. So she should know. She has no clue about these people.
Who else did they ask her about? And she goes, "I don't know."
So they asked her. So it's kind of funny because they asked her about. So she knew who, because they talked about Aquaman. That was the whole point of this, was Aquaman. And they said,
right?
Yeah, you know, she's like, "Well, yeah, Mimosa's got this, and Mimosa's got, you know, doing this." And Amber Heard was paid $2 million, and then they started going back and talking about, you know, they're like, "So, you know," they said, "you know, who's so do you know who Patrick Stewart is?" And they did. She wasn't really familiar with that him. She wasn't even familiar with. I can't remember the guy right offhand, but she didn't know anything about Superman, like all the Superman, anybody that played Superman.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, she did not know that. She was totally didn't have. She's like, "Well, I'm not a big fan," and she kept saying that. But and Johnny Depp's lawyer, he's like an entertainment lawyer, right? So he's like, "So wait a minute, you don't know who these people are, but you're talking about how you analyze entertainers and talk about what, you know, predict what they're going to do and you know, you all this other shit." And she's like, "Well, I just don't know who the Superman, I know who, but I was more of a Batman fan," that's what she said. And he's like,
I'm more of a Batman fan.
And so she's like, so the lawyer's like, she went through all the Batmans, right? And she goes, "Oh yeah, I know who he is. And then, the current Batman is Robert Pattinson. She goes, "I don't really know him."
that sounds to me to be typical of that particular defense team. That defense team is lousy for Amber Heard.
Oh, God, yes. It's like you said the other night, I think Johnny Depp paid for them.
Yeah, he definitely paid for that team to be on there, on Amber Heard's side. I heard you say that you watched 21 Jump Street, you know, way back when. So did I, and I thought Johnny Depp was a pretty cool actor during that time.
Yeah, I thought
he was pretty cool.
I thought he did. Yeah, I mean, I watched that. I was really watching that show religiously. I loved it because it was just a really cool show, you know, like undercover cops in schools, and you know, they always had those PSAs on all those, you know what it was all about on those TV shows. But you know, I always liked him. I thought he wasn't a bad actor, and you know,
I thought he had good chemistry with Dom DeLuise's son. And they tried to replace him with Greco, but it didn't work well.
That's right, yes. Because they branched him off to that TV show Booker, which I never watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richard Greco, whatever
cool.
He was. Yeah. But that's the whole thing. You definitely got to check. If you haven't had a chance to look at the video, you just got to look at these guys. Like the doctor they put on the stand, this doctor, this dude looked like he almost looked like the doc from Back to the Future, but he was so screwed up. He just kept
that guy.
Oh my God, it was terrible, man. He just kept talking and talking and talking about people who do drugs and psychological and this and that, and then they're like, "Well, and then Johnny Depp's lawyers get up and say, "Well, how does this apply to Johnny Depp?" And he's like, "Well, I'm just going into the average person." So, and then they're like, "Did you ever examine Johnny Depp? Did you ever you know, put him under your care. No, I didn't. And then they're like, well, he goes, but I don't have to do that. I can just look at him and know. And she's like, well, what if somebody has a medical condition and they look like that they might be, let's say, stoned or something like that or something, you know, whatever. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to examine him. And she goes, well, let's go back to that again. You didn't examine Johnny Depp. And she's like, he's like, no, I didn't. So he was getting pissed, and then he would just, oh, my God, he just looked like, I mean, he was just an idiot on that stand. It was like, why the hell is he even here, you know?
Yeah, it's got to wonder something like that. It has to be because Johnny Depp paid for the lawyers for Amber Heard.
I mean, even the judge looked at the one doctor and said, you have to answer the question. And he's like, but I don't want to answer the question. And she's like, you have to answer the question. You know, you're a witness. And you know, so he had so they put this other doctor on there too. And this guy was, he's the one apparently who cared for Johnny Depp when she threw that vodka bottle and severed his finger and cut it off. And so they were asking questions about him, you know, and he said, well, the way he put it in his statement was that Johnny Depp had his fingers curled on the top of the bar. But in his statement, you know, Johnny Depp's lawyer is like, but in the statement that you wrote, it says that his fingers were flat out over the bar. And he goes, yeah, but they were curled. And he goes, they're like, well, where did you get that? Well, Johnny Depp told me. But she's like, but in your statement, it says they were flat out. So that means that the bottle would have been able to come and hit the top of the fingers to where it would have cut it. And then he goes, well, it might have been on the side. I'm not too for sure. And, I mean, it was just stuff like that to where it was like, okay, where's this doctor? What's this guy going to? You know, he's making up stuff now as he goes along.
Yeah, they're putting witnesses on the stand that can't make definitive statements. Yeah.
Yes, and that was the doctor was getting – they asked him, Johnny Depp's lawyers asked him, they said, how much are you getting paid to be here? But he goes, well, normally I get paid $1,000 an hour for treatment.
An hour.
He goes, but an hour. He said, but I'm getting paid to be here for this case today, $5,000. From Amber Heard's lawyers.
It's incredible. You know, Amber Heard's probably going to be broke at the end of all of this. She probably won't be able to work anyplace again. And I didn't know until you just said it a few minutes ago that the song She Bang was about her. It wasn't really?
No.
Oh,
no,
I was just, okay.
I'm just comically saying that.
You put it in there. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you had some inside information that the, you know. You know, but
it would be
not,
about her.
It does seem like that, though. Yeah, you know.
Well,
yeah,
now
if you really think about the song, you think about her history, it seems like it fits.
It does, man. And then did you know that, I don't know if you knew that or not, but she came out on the stand the other day and talked about that her baby that she has, that new baby she has, it is Elon Musk's baby.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, Jesus. Elon Musk must be turning over in his ICBM missile or his Martian spacecraft.
He's probably thinking, oh, shit, I'm about ready to have to pay some serious child support because she's coming after me next.
Hell yeah. He's got that missile ready to go to Mars. He's not taking her with him.
They'll be like, where'd Elon Musk go? I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know. There he goes.
He'll be like,
oh, Jesus.
Fuck you, Amber Heard. I'm out of here.
That's right. You know what? I was talking with somebody about her the other day, and I was speculating that the way she gets, she has a decent body. The face, to me, it's like a six. The body, I saw the picture of her in that skin tight suit in Aquaman, and unless they put a bodysuit on her, she's got a decent body. But what I think she does is that she makes you feel in bed like you are the only one on the planet. She probably knows how to fuck and suck better than anybody on the planet, and makes you feel like the real, you know, like a real man.
Yeah.
And then when the lovemaking's over, she goes back to being her psychotic self, you know, throwing bottles at people and telling them, I didn't punch you, I hit you. Oh, that's nice. So, yeah. Oh,
why they have to get rid of. That's why, like, Elon Musk and James Franco got rid of her in one night.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, good decision, guys.
Yeah, they played it smart. Johnny Depp, on the other hand, he actually got involved. That was where he went wrong.
and you would have thought Johnny Depp could have had anybody in Hollywood, but that he picks her.
Well, and here's something that's really funny. So another thing that lady I was talking about, this analyst female, that was talking about, that was a professional and all that. So it was so funny. So Johnny Depp's lawyers get up and they were talking about Amber Heard, and then she's like, well, yeah, she did a movie. They were talking about all the movies she did, and she's like, well, she probably did, what, 8 movies, you would say? Yeah, like she did 8 whatever shows. And then the lady said, but she did a movie in Blade Runner, and that's when it really started off, when she played in Blade Runner, that it started kicking off some of her career. And then his lawyer started laughing, and she's like, well, I don't understand why you're laughing. She did a great job in that. He said, ma'am, she didn't play in Blade Runner. She was a fucking poster. It was a nude photo of her in a poster that was a billboard in Blade Runner.
Oh, holy Jesus. They are not prepared, are they? I mean, they're just stuck on stupid. Holy fuck.
Yes, they are.
Hey,
I
guess they have them up on YouTube.
No, right. I would love to see. I would love to be a fly on the wall for the jurors, because you know those people are going, this is a fucking circus. they know that. Yeah, I'm sure.
I know. If they can discuss it, I don't think they're. Yeah, like most jurors, they're not allowed to discuss it until deliberation. But yeah, in their own individual minds, I bet you they're looking at each other in the jury box, and you know what kind of looks they have. You know, like, she's such a dope. You know.
Oh my God. And so the reason why this expert come on, this expert came on to say that Amber has lost a lot of, because she's been cut out of Aquaman 2 now, as of like 2 days ago, they totally removed her. So she came on the stand to say that she lost $2 million now because of social media that Johnny Depp promoted when they created a site called, and they even put this on the stand, they're like, she goes, they promoted a site called hashtag Amber Turd.
Oh, so now she's blaming Johnny Depp for having founded that hashtag, huh? Oh, for Jesus, for God's sake. She's incredible, isn't she? She's just fucking incredible.
Oh, my God. She'll do anything.
Did she take out the handkerchief and snort some cocaine in you?
No, but she definitely, everybody was saying that she definitely looked like she was high in the courtroom today. She did look a little buzz there. Her eyes were pretty lit up. And, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, look on YouTube. I'm going to see if they can have that analyst. That analyst you're talking about to me is funny. One that says she's a professional in the entertainment industry. I got to see that. I really have to see that testimony.
You do. I think you'll sit there and probably have a good field day laugh. You got to see that, and then that doctor, that looks like the doc from Back to the Future. You got to see it. It's so funny.
Back to the Future. that would be funny. You know, because I forget the actor's name. He was the guy on Taxi, and he did play that. He played that role pretty good in Back to the Future. Those are the kind of roles that he plays. I think that's really his personality. I think that really
is
his personality.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I think. I think that, was his name Christopher Lloyd, wasn't it? Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it was Christopher Lloyd, if I'm not mistaken. I knew it was Lloyd as his last name, but I think it's Christopher Lloyd. You got to check that out.
If I met him in person, he would actually sound like that. He would actually sound or look like the poor guy. There are some people who were born with a certain type of personality trait or voice. And that's why they go into show business, because if they're probably considered freaks as they're growing up, and they probably think to themselves, I might as well get paid for this. And then, you know, he gets nominated for an Emmy. Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you look at that doctor. It's on there, man. He looks just like him in a sense. You know, he's got everybody kept saying, is he going to fix his hair? What the hell's going to happen to this guy? Because his hair was all over the map. Did you hear what I was talking about? You got to watch when they take their break, because you got to watch the woman with the baby. She stands up in the courtroom when they go on lunch break and then screams out, Johnny Depp, I love you, and I got your baby right here. It was like,
I heard
what the
when
fuck
you
is
said
this?
That. Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, God. And Johnny Depp was laughing.
That's almost a joke. Oh, yeah. He knew hopefully it was a joke. That's almost as bad as when Anthony Geary, when if you remember that big, not brouhaha, but that big explosion about popularity that was centered on Anthony Geary and Jeannie Francis as Luke and Laura in General Hospital. Anthony Geary would talk about the times when, after that Luke and Laura story got really hot, he would walk down the street and girls would say, rape me, Luke, rape me. And he goes, these chicks are crazy.
Oh, my God, yes. I do. I kind of remember that. Yeah. But, you know, the whole thing today was about, you know, Amber Heard was going to be the next upcoming rising star. And it's because of Johnny Depp that she lost everything. And, you know, everybody goes to see Aquaman because of her and not because of Mimosa, who actually makes all those women cream their panties, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jason Momoa, I mean, when you take a look at him, you got to think, you know, the major reason why, of course, the chicks are going to see Aquaman is because of him, and Amber Heard is nothing more than just a side item. I don't even think most of the guys would go to see her.
I didn't even know who
she's
the hell
not
she
that
was.
Attractive. Neither did I.
You know,
well, I knew who she was. I heard the name before the court case, but to me, she was like a nobody.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know who she was in Aquaman too. I didn't even really pay attention to that part. Yeah, Aquaman. I'm sorry. I knew she was in it, but I didn't know who the hell that actress was.
Me neither. You know, and I liked parts of Aquaman. I liked the CGI, but her, I thought she was okay, but I didn't even, you know, I wasn't curious enough to find out who the actress is. You know how sometimes you see a movie and you see, and you like the acting or something about the movie, and then you look it up on IMDb or you look up to find out who he or she is. I wasn't even interested to find out about this chick.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way. I didn't, you know, it was something I wasn't really paying attention to until, like I said, the court case. And then I'm like, holy crap, this woman is nuts. And a lot of people, it's funny because a lot of people actually supported Amber before this mm-hmm. court case. And then when they started the court case and she, that you know, these people that supported her got away from her because they're thinking, oh, my God, I never realized how screwed up that woman is and how, you know. So her coming to the, you know, to a court case in front of people, it's really proven how screwed up she really is, how psychotic and narcissistic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people have seen that now. And they're like, oh, my God, she's messed up. And that's what they're realizing now, a lot of people.
Do you think that's because of her appearance on the stand or the way that she looks when she's sitting down at the defense table? Or do you think it's because of the bad lawyers?
You know, that's a good point. I think that it's probably a little bit of both. I think it's, I think the lawyer, you know, in the beginning, the lawyers, the way they were acting and how they're, you know, how idiotic they are. And then number two, I think that when they see Amber Heard on the stand, they realize that this woman is definitely one French fry short of a Happy Meal, man. She's definitely not paying attention, that she's the worst person out there, you know.
I'm going to have to see how she looks on the stand. I was kind of curious about the case, but all the videos are about Johnny Depp and how he's making the girls in the courtroom laugh, and not too many videos about her except for snorting the cocaine. So I'm going to have to take a look at what she's like on the stand.
Yeah.
I know that she was crying.
She was crying.
Tears.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And no tears.
And I think she was trying to get... I think she was trying to eye fuck the lawyers too, so, or the jury.
this is a fiasco. This is a fiasco.
Well, she did come out and she said on her Twitter that she was upset with her lawyer or upset with Johnny Depp's lawyers because they have a relationship with him and actually talk to him, and you know, while he's sitting in the courtroom, and her lawyers don't even talk to her, acknowledge her.
That's not a good sign when your lawyers, you know, are about 5 feet away from you at the same table and they refuse to be next to you.
That's a real
message to the jury. Like, I know, right? You say, "Oh, this bitch is too much."
They're riding a sinking Titanic, and there's nothing they can do, man. The ship is going down.
I'm gonna let you get back to the show, man. All right, but I guess you're gonna keep the news up on Amber Heard. So I'll be back probably next week to find out what else is happening with her. All right. So you take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
Bye.
All right, brother.
Good night.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by. Yeah, man, he's awesome. I really like him. He always comes into the show when we talk about Amber Heard and the Amber Heard trial. So the one thing I want to do, I was talking to him about these people. I was talking about these witnesses today. And what I would like to do is I would like to play some of these audio clips. And there is a guy the one thing I like about him is he gets on, he really kind of puts a perspective when the video is playing or the audio is playing. This guy comes on and he kind of talks about what's going on and he corrects things that's on there. And he has a YouTube video or YouTube channel, excuse me. And his name is Osmond Gold, Osmond Gold TV. That's Osmongold TV. And I really strongly encourage everybody to click on his channel if you want to watch this trial or this defamation case. Watch this, click on it, and watch it through him because he will actually analyze everything and talk about things and start laughing and making jokes and going, oh, my God, you know. He's really good at doing this. I really like it. So what I would like to do, I'm going to play some of these audio clips, so it'll be a few minutes before we jump back in and after this clip. But I want you to hear this about this cross-examination of this expert that says she knows everything about entertainers. This woman is clearly, I would have to say she's an embarrassment to the community of, you know, and the profession that she does. I got to be honest with you. This woman is truly a freaking idiot. So without further ado, let's go and go to Osmond Gold and listen to the part of this trial here, or this defamation case, and let you guys hear a little bit of it. Here it is.
Thank you, Wizard. Let me ask you. Let's start. I'm sorry, what time?
Oh, shit.
You understand that the court was twice.
Hang on a second. Before I go any further, I got to make sure I adjust the audio here. I know. Now, granted, the audio, you know, when I do the audios on here, sometimes they're not the greatest. But please bear with me on these audios. You may have to adjust your audio volume as well, only because sometimes it's kind of hard to put this through here. So I just want to let you guys know before we go any further. So if you have to adjust your audio, please do so. All right, so let's get back to it. Here is Osmond Gold and the Johnny Depp trial or defamation case, cross-examining the expert witness of the craziness of entertainment that she thinks she knows all about.
but has no fucking clue. Here she is.
Understand that the court was twice asked by Mr. Counsel to order a medical exam of Mr. Depp, and those motions were denied.
I think the your team told the court you didn't want to have them, and the court ruled on kind of had a motion, right?
No, when he heard them and asked for them, and
wait a minute, I'm sorry, this is the doctor. All right, so this is that goopy doctor that looks like Christopher Lloyd, the psychologist. So this is a cross-examination of this guy. This is another one. It's a fucking idiot. We're going to do him first, and then we'll have the lady that I was talking about. That's classic, too. So this is what happened today. This is, again, Osmond Gold talking about this doctor of fucking craziness. He calls him a wizard. Here it is.
Did not get that.
Yeah.
That right, sir? If you're saying that's what happened, my understanding of was that to go on, they petitioned.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's what my understanding of was. So the court said no to ordering Mr. Depp to do the medical exam.
Right. I said the court did not require it, right?
And there was one that was ordered, in fact, right?
It was...
there it is. He's going too hard on him, man. Holy shit, how long is this going to go on for? Wow, he's so aggressive. Yeah, I mean, this guy, as I said, he doesn't fuck around with wizards. He doesn't give a fuck about wizards. This is awesome.
So, the last thing you talked about...
oh, my God.
The Goldwater Pool.
Stacking Thunders.
Yes, sir.
I'm 59. That sounds about right.
And it's been around as a result of the presidential election that you referenced.
Yes.
And who has that rule? What organization? There.
In the Americans, I guess. It's the one you're part of.
An association.
No.
Associate by member of.
No.
Or to a fellow or something.
Yes, I am.
No.
And this is an ethical rule, right? It's an ethical rule. Ethical, they say rules. It's an ethical guideline, yes.
It's a guideline. It's not a rule. It's a guideline.
We know that over time, the American Psychiatric Association has amended the rule, so it's not just about diagnosing. It's also about professional opinion. Can you be more specific about professional opinion? Let me read this and see if you're familiar with it.
Oh, the wizard. Oh,
it is unethical for a psychiatrist to offer a professional opinion about an individual based on publicly available information about... Right?
If you're reading it directly, I will believe.
Okay. It's got all the thunders up.
Remember, a diagnosis is not required. My question is, it's not just diagnosis that the wonderful applies to, it's professional opinion.
Again, I'll reiterate that would come down to essentially nullifying witness testimony, expert witness testimony, without a direct evaluation. And you know, it didn't happen, but regardless of that, the whole expert witness testimony would be basically rendered null and void.
The rule, in fact, contemplates that issue.
Again, I'm just telling you the answer to the question when you're reading me those statements.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Response by the
here
other side, who publishes also, is that if that was the case, there could be no expert witness testimony.
Psychiatrists are ethically prohibited from evaluating individuals without permission or other authorization, such as court order. That's right.
I kept reading that, and I have to...
God! Oh, God!
And I would come back to you again.
Oh, no!
Whole thing like that. We might as well get rid of all
the expert witnesses we've had throughout all the time for court proceedings.
You just paid by the hour.
That's what the court order said, and that's what you just said, what the APA said. Then, therefore, expert witnesses cannot do an evaluation based on an observation of medical records. Insurance companies cannot do evaluations based on medical
records. Now we're talking.
Render professional.
Don't let them keep casting.
So at the end of the day, you are essentially saying that unless someone has directly evaluated it, this whole medical system...
Oh, he's mad. Yeah, he's mad.
No, I'm not saying yes, you are, sir.
Give me a second, and I'll give you...
Spell reflect. Okay.
But I'm saying, and what I am reading to you...
Yes.
It's a rule by your organization...
Uh-huh.
...that takes into account that that kind of evaluation that you say I'm eliminating. And I... going in circles because I just said that the not allowed, and the branch of forensic psychiatry is special injured. No, the branch of forensic psychiatry does not permit that. So I am a member of the APA. That doesn't necessarily mean every single thing they put in there everybody has uncategorically agree with, because clearly that's not the case. Did you agree in your deposition that the professional opinions you rendered were inconsistent with the Goldwater Rule?
Yeah. My first was inconsistent. If we're saying that if the Goldwater Rule says, and I very much said during the deposition that before president, figures such as that, but regardless of that, that's what it was made. Hollywood, but I'll even take them, Mr. Jackson, public. Saying we cannot do any expert witness testimony in our field. That is exactly what the rule is saying based on exactly what you read. And I'm just telling you what you are saying that encompasses.
I'm asking, sir.
Oh, God. Fucking hate each other.
Firemen, did you comply? APA, when
rendered
professional.
Oh my God.
Rendered today.
This is the execute.
It's a requirement of the APA. It's not a requirement of the APA. Secondarily. We waste our whole morning because of an expert witness before me. As an expert witnesses, everyone brought it. So all I'm saying to you, that means the whole field of medical legal law is corrupt and unethical for engaging in an act that APA clearly said.
He's going on.
Not to. So saying that, and the answer is yes, I'm agreeing with that statement.
You're agreeing that the APA would deem your testimony and your professional opinions rendered unethical.
Yes. I'm saying, you are saying, I'm an expert.
Oh my God.
Solely as an expert witness.
Oh no!
That guideline, that
Jesus Christ.
I would say then that the whole field of expert witness testimony again
is
about by what you are quoting in the gold order, and we know that's not the case. But if it was, we would not be allowed to do it.
You said the name president, right?
That was initially pressed, yes.
And the name of the rule came from that.
Well, it wasn't
unethical for a psychiatrist to offer a professional opinion about an individual. That's right, sir. Not just presidents, not public figures.
Funny, it was named after them. According to your logic, if you don't put something in the title, it's not true. That's what.
Oh my God!
Parker Violence.
They're talking shit now. He's talking big
is
shit.
Again.
Yes.
Any. Have to render expert witness testimony invalid. Any doctor that reviews charts would have to.
Oh my God!
I can go on the list of doctors that do not see or interview patients directly, and that's a violation. So basically, direct clinical evaluation, then all of the field of forensic psychiatry and all of is unethical violation because they're not present. Deny patients medications without seeing them. We deny patients treatments, unfortunately, without seeing them. And I'm on the personal way. So the answer to your question, again, unless you...
Interpreting
what you are saying to me, that unless you do the evaluation directly yourself, therefore, it cannot be considered ethical. And I'm telling you how that applicable to not just expert law, but also managed care, and applicable to multiple brands of medicine. Hospital, duration of hospitalization stay to get evaluated. So tell me where you want me to end this.
Well, sir.
Talk about...
He's so mad. I love it.
Ask anything about that. I asked you whether under this, right, or this principle of medical
ethics. He's going to make him say it.
Have you acted unethically?
He's going to make him say it.
As an expert witness, I have not acted unethically. And if you
expert
witnesses are unethical, then I guess that's for them to decide.
That's
for them to decide. No, let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Psychiatric diagnosis occurs in the context of evaluation, thorough history taking, examination, and where applicable, collating.
John is so happy with his collect
information.
Yep.
I have a question that I don't
fuck you.
And departure from the methods of the profession to render an opinion without an examination and without conducting an evaluation in standards. Psychiatric practice, correct? Well, again, by the way, correct for intimate partner violence is not psychiatric diagnosis. I'll start with that. Substance usage by themselves is not psychiatric diagnosis. If you want to cut to the chase, psychiatry is not a diagnosis. Narcissistic personality trait is not a diagnosis. Ergo, I am basically commenting on the things I want to, which are not diagnosis. But an evaluation, if I was to treat a patient or anyone, those are the steps I would take. We think start with the notion that this applies broader than diagnosis, applies to professional opinion. I believe you just quoted professional opinion relative to narcissism.
Again, just talking right over him.
You just commented on what it takes to do a psychiatric evaluation to establish a diagnosis. I'm almost certain that's what you said. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you didn't say that. But I'm
wrong. I love it.
And there was the first thing is neither IPV or substance usage nor narcissistic personality traits psychiatric diagnosis. And then under the rubric of expert witness testimony, you are saying I act on expert witness testimony. So if you sort of would like to perceive that expert witnesses aren't ethical, based on that, I am not going to sit here and disagree with you and waste everyone's time. I think it's fairly odd. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
These were your words. I'm just saying them back now.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Let's start with the question then.
That was pretty easy.
Go ahead.
All right. Dr., you're going to have to answer the question.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You need to just answer the question.
Okay.
Like, calm down.
I'm not rendering any
I'm getting into it.
Of Mr. Depp.
I love this.
Today or ever.
This is great. He's Malden, yeah.
No, I probably wouldn't say to you that.
This is
certainly not saying narcissistic personalities are, say, traits. Certainly, from what I have read, intimate partner violence is not a diagnosis. So the answer is no for that. Narcissistic personality traits is not a diagnosis. The answer is no. But if you want to tell me that substance use disorder is a psychiatric diagnosis, the answer is yes. And Mr. Depp used substance. I mean, you said through the record that it wasn't filed.
Yeah.
But you say you already admitted to the diagnosis.
He's already admitted to the use of the substance.
Yeah, we know this.
Well, again, simply admitting to substance use and substance use disorder.
Go back to what you just said about
the disorder. Disorder or diagnosis.
Yes.
Is that exactly what you're thinking?
Personality disorder is a DSM-5 diagnosis. Correct?
Correct.
Diagnostic personality, and you haven't testified that.
Might be a spell reflect.
Narcissistic personality disorder. Have. I would certainly, if I didn't, I'm certainly faking that, but at least I'm going to say he has traits, which are characteristics.
Downplay it. Downplay it.
It's a provisional diagnosis, probably narcissistic personality. Oh. But yeah, I mean, to say provisional diagnosis, you know the DSM-5 required to find that diagnosis.
Yeah.
Five of the nine factors. And you haven't done that analysis, never made that diagnosis. Just identified certain factors.
Oh my God!
And our criteria for diagnosis, right? But
yeah.
You need five of nine. I've already told us to make a diagnosis.
Oh my God!
Just identifying traits, correct?
I'm identifying traits that are consistent with the diagnosis. Yes.
Uh huh. And did you testify in that position that the existence of traits, as opposed to the disorder, does have a correlation?
If I said traits do not have a correlation, that's what I said, and I don't remember saying that, but that would be a correct statement. Narcissism has a correlation with the diagnosis. Yes, that part.
Uh-huh. How far are we going to back this up? Right? Disorder.
Diagnosis.
And that one is tied, has some correlation with IPD.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissism has correlation with IPD. Again, you're not allowed to answer.
Oh, really?
You're splitting hairs.
Here we go.
You're splitting hairs between.
The judge is going to have to come in soon.
So I'm commenting on.
Yep, they're getting mad.
Traits that are consistent with the diagnosis and Mr. Depp. Narcissism absolutely has risk factors associated with IPD. Let's go back again, and we can focus on the question I ask you, and answer
yeah.
What's addressed to that question. Narcissistic personality disorder is a risk factor. Yes. Previously testified is a factor of fewer presence of narcissistic traits. In fact, for IPD. My answer to the question?
Yes.
That's incorrect. Cluster. Yes, but a cluster.
Oh, boy.
Cluster.
Oh, my.
Narcissistic personality disorder is part of it. It's a huge risk factor.
Oh, my God.
Partner violence, which include cluster B traits include narcissistic personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, amongst others. So the answer to the question is every resource on intimate partner violence will support that cluster B traits where narcissistic personality falls on their risk factor for intimate partner violence.
Any single trait is a risk factor for IPV.
Oh, God.
Again,
any single one.
Cluster B traits.
Oh, God.
I said cluster.
Oh, my God.
No,
okay.
Let me.
Yeah, interrupt. Let's go.
Any narcissistic trait in and of itself is a risk factor. IPV.
He's going to make him say no.
But you are mischaracterizing my set.
Of course
what
he is.
I'm pretty sure
he's the wizard destroyer.
If you look at all the
violence
literature, I move you to do so, you will see.
Oh, God.
Gotta
get that in there.
Trait. Did they narcissistic?
Oh, my God.
Cluster B trait. Your narcissistic personality disorder is part of our risk factors. Intimate partner violence. Part and partially true. And I'm not sure. I don't understand it.
Oh,
I'm not sure what part is a type. I'm telling you what it is.
I told you she was going to have to come in soon.
That for a minute.
I told you he was getting revved up.
Personality disorder is a risk factor for IPV as part of cluster B traits, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Histrionic personality disorder is a risk factor, right?
Uh-oh.
But it's less. It's a risk factor, but less. Yeah.
He saw where he was going.
Under narcissism. And before I move on there, there's only been
one diagnosis of personality disorder, correct? I'm not as referring to. Wait for the depth, Ms. Hurt. I'm not sure what you were talking about. You done it, Ms. Hurt. Yes, I did. Do you understand that ultimately that Ms. Hurd suffers from two personality disorders?
Okay, so I'm just being specific. I just wanted to know if you're talking about Ms. Hurd or Mr. Death. So that was just a lot of death.
Yes or no to my
his own diagnosis of Ms. Hurd was diagnosed with that.
Yeah. And both of the diagnoses are in cluster B, and both of them are risk factors for IPB.
Both those cell reflex
things are
I'm not fucking cell reflex. Holy shit.
That must be traced. And I'll tell you what they are. And by the way, I testified this before.
Oh my God.
I expect perfection from my victims.
True.
I don't expect perfection.
Absolutely.
Already conceding the law.
But a new question. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You indicated you today thought. Well, why don't we? Are you a member of the American?
Oh,
no. Okay, so we don't know what yet. Medical Association is recommended to doing clinical diagnosis.
Oh my God.
So you're saying they're doing expert witness evaluation under that, right?
Uh oh.
And just ask, do you know the AMA?
Under doing, you're saying AMA is under, somebody did not, and I'm questioning, I'm asking, so you're talking about expert witness testing.
No, I'm talking about, do you know the rule?
I'm not a member of the AMA, so I don't
know.
Okay, great.
Really,
so
okay,
hold on, you know.
Oh my God, I love this.
You rendered an opinion.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Cognitive impairment.
Yes.
They're such assholes.
What do you use as a baseline? A baseline for processing speed?
He doesn't know.
For analyzing.
Yeah, he just spelled on his debug.
Of course he was.
Spelled on his book.
But he's a baseline for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess my baseline would probably be how I've seen him interact in public. I have seen him interact with others. I've seen him interact
in
media. I've seen him interact all, and his process speed is certainly not slow. I've seen him do commercials.
Deposition, didn't you say that what you did was compare Mr. Depp's lots of pirates against his deposition test?
What I said was I've seen Mr. Depp.
Oh, no.
I mean, did apology that with Bad Dog, no delay in processing speed.
No.
I've seen him interact with the media regarding to that. I saw no delay in processing speed. Let me ask about pirates. Compared pirates to the to the depositions given
and
in
the I apologize for that.
That I misspoke. But you didn't make the comparison right now, just a second ago? Just a second ago. I apologize.
Doing a medical diagnosis on a movie? I told you, man.
Because you know you can't compare pirate to sworn test, right? That's okay.
Okay.
But you can jump it out. You can judge someone's process.
Point there's more.
At any time. I'm judging you right now. You're judging mine. We all judge process as a baseline. But I don't know about it. So then I would say your process speed right now is not fun. So,
thank
you. We judge prospecting me, I'm dead.
Jesus Christ, these guys are such dickheads.
So,
this is amazing.
Other trails.
Oh, my God.
I've seen him interact on interviews.
Farming money, yeah.
When he wasn't.
Assholes, yeah.
You see him in that movie, Charlie and Chocolate Factory?
He's looking at the judge. He's like, save me. But I'm actually going to have to answer it.
Yes. You have to answer questions, sir. know, you'll be happy to know I didn't see Willy Wonka as a happen. I did not.
All right. Oh, no.
You should think early on.
I'm loving this. This is amazing.
You're not claiming to be a better actor than Mr. Depp. Is that correct, isn't it? 100%. But to act, know that actors actually rehearse for their parts and work on the language, diction, timing of their dialogue as part of that rehearsal. If you say that, I'm not asking.
I don't know.
I can't tell you.
What do you think?
Okay. But enough about acting. Sir, I am not an expert in acting. I have no idea.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
Holy fuck. Bro, this is... I don't feel bad for him either, because he's an asshole.
During your deposition, what were the circumstances?
He probably just didn't care.
I call Mr. Depp an idiot. Understand my call Mr. Depp an idiot?
That's great.
I think it was
what a surprise.
Probably should read the context of it, but I think the context. And I'm trying to think. And I'm trying to think back. Okay, and what I thought it was related to was coming to some deposition. Okay, and I'm thinking back, so you have it in front of me. I don't. So I'm thinking back where he's coming in from Europe for a deposition, video deposition that he gave, and he took it overnight the night before. And what I think I said was that if you're going to take a if you're going to do a major thing to a trial that you're involved with, I think you'd be an idiot to come in the night before. So I didn't call Mr. Depp an idiot. I certainly called that plan an idiot. I didn't call him an idiot.
So the words, so I mean an idiot, are mistranscribed?
No, I'm sure. If I said it in that time, if you just read one line, one snippet, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not in front of my
bro, this guy is...
Idiot, professional opinion. I wasn't ready for that.
He's used to me. He's being a smart ass.
I just said that. I'm not ready for professional opinion.
Jesus Christ, this is amazing.
It's not a professional opinion.
Mm-hmm. Is it your practice to describe people as idiots?
Oh, my.
No, I don't try people clinical cases as idiots, patients as idiots, or victims as idiots. No, sir.
You stand for a deposition in this case.
No, these things are fine.
Yeah. You gave me 9 hours of deposition, and if I said the word idiot, it was an idiot in planning. It wasn't making him an idiot. I don't know Mr. Depp's IQ. I don't know his functioning, so therefore, if I said it, idiot in planning, which is what I meant to come across that.
So you did say you don't know his function.
He did just say that. Oh, my God.
Relative to his functioning. You would agree with me that it's probably a good idea. About the questions that are asked you in a court proceeding before answering.
Am I allowed to answer that question?
Yes.
Okay. So... But I meant by function, when I said by function, I believe that his agent reported how late he was showing up to every movie while the cast is waiting for him. I believe that would be an impairment. If I showed up late for that, I would not be here right now. I would not have a job. Okay? I believe the thing was walking out of treatment or substance rehab that his doctor is prescribing for him. So if you're asking that impairment of functioning, I would say I'm very much substantiated in that.
I'm trying to understand how you got to this notion of cognitive decline.
Oh, my God.
And I thought it was based at least in part on the manner in which he testified.
This is bad.
On the manner in which he testified.
This is fucking bad.
I'm sorry. I'm not being difficult. I can't hear. I'm sorry. On what?
But I was asking you about the cognitive decline testimony.
Yes.
I understand the notion of that testimony that you rendered was that you derived some evidence of cognitive decline from the way Mr. Depp testified.
Okay. All right. What was it?
Okay. And that's what I said. Yes.
Right.
And so
good.
All I'm asking, don't you think it's a good idea? No, the court proceeding. Answer questions carefully.
Again, professionally, we diagnose patients with a neurocognitive disorder by gross evaluation.
Oh, my God.
On the thought that...
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, age normative controls does not put a 58-year-old gentleman at that
this
process.
This is brutal.
All I'm saying. All I said. Derived this without ever once talking to the man. Me directly talking to him. Because I heard, because you know how I drive. So you're telling me directly talking to him?
Yeah, you never talk.
No, I never. No, I've never talked.
Nah.
Right.
And this wizard destroyed
exam he gave.
This exam.
Well, you didn't talk about Dr. Blouse, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I'm tired of Dr. Blouse being medical records are 12 pages of the important part is what I said.
For me, as an example of cognition, which I'm trying to prove, which is what you asked me, the important part was what I said.
Uh-huh.
And that was...
The important part is that he status.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's
Let's talk about mental status. Scored on a 30-point scale, right?
Right.
And if the him Alzheimer's, dementia, those kind of tests.
It's an exam that tests cognition in all
psychiatric
not just also
bad
aid for dementia for Alzheimer's, but is the standard as standard for testing cognition in all psychiatric substance use disorders included.
Okay. Now,
I'm going to drop her tab off for the plan.
No,
bad.
Ma'am, that requires drawing, correct?
Yes.
You don't know what drawing Mr. Depp did or whether the drawing should have been fully scored.
I wasn't questioning his visual spatial perceptual skill, which is what that does.
Right. And you don't know what score Mr. Depp received on the exam.
I was very specific. I know words not remembering at 5 minutes. That's all I said.
Three words not remembering 5 minutes, and he remembered one of them, right?
From what I'm saying, you remember him.
Or not.
All right.
Memory on the exam. Out of the 30 points, three. Three, right?
Oh, God.
Memory is three out of this 30.
Memory is three.
Okay.
But again, the memory section of itself has memory. That's the only question that tests memory.
Oh, God.
Memory section tests memory. The only section tested by no. With respect to the exam that you're
relying on, pass everything else.
Mr. Depp scored 27 out of 30.
It would be 28.
And that would scored 27 out of 30, and you missed 3 points on memory. That would be very telling.
You don't know if Mr. Depp had been up all night the night before.
That's true.
Again, you would expect to not recall any words in 3 minutes unless there's a cognitive issue.
You don't know if Mr. Depp was high.
And that's a good point. He got
yes,
you.
That could affect memory, but I'm not refuting.
He probably was high.
He could have been high. He could have been drunk. He could have been using cocaine, and that would absolutely affect his memory.
Or all of the
that
above.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So ultimately, you have no idea what state Mr. Depp was in at the time he slipped him.
Short of what you just said about drugs and alcohol. Okay.
Oh,
there shouldn't be a reason why 58-year-olds neurocognitive issues. But short of that, there shouldn't be a really good reason why someone at that age shouldn't come up with at least one.
Started that question with short of drugs and alcohol. Spent 35 minutes talking about his use of drugs and alcohol. Is that right?
That was fine.
Great, but I thought I agree with you. I think I agreed. I said.
Oh my God.
Absolute effect. I'm not sure. Yeah, I agree, but I'm not sure if that's a
holy
Holy shit.
I agree with you on that.
No, he doesn't care anymore?
So you don't know.
Yeah, now they're arguing.
One way or the other.
Now he's mad.
How he scored on anything. You don't know whether he was at the time on drugs and alcohol, but you're going to rely on it in your testimony.
If that does sound bad.
Which is what we do in clinical medicine, sir.
Okay.
You rely on tests. Don't when administered. You don't know the score of the test. You don't know the state of the person.
This
being
is bad. He's getting into a corner.
And you got to know every test. When people get the mini mental state exam,
oh my God.
Clinically, if they are high, based on stone, stroke,
holy
no
shit.
Idea. So if you're going to say that, that means everybody needs a drug test before they do a mini mental study, and that's not the standard of care. And I think you know that. So
I think, there it is. He's mad.
Let's talk.
Here it's not over.
Correlation.
Uh-oh.
You know the word, right? Yes. Correlation and causation aren't the same thing, are they, sir? No, they're not, sir. How are they? Correlation. Consistent causation directly. Can you say that again? I'm so fast. That I'm sorry about that. Correlation is a risk for something happening. Causation is a direct link.
Right.
So just because something's correlated doesn't mean it happened. 100%.
Ah, 100%. Ah.
Lung cancer, for instance. Smoking is very highly correlated. Right? And certainly, and there's certainly a link to lung cancer and smoke. But not all smokers get lung cancer.
That's true.
Not all smokers do. No one, like I said, no one fits the curve perfectly. And
the wizard's getting into a corner. Oh, no.
All of us do that.
Oh, no.
Your suggestion about all of us not the same and not about any particular, correct? What I'm looking at is that I'm not talking about an individual, how they can or cannot be resistant. What I'm saying is invariably, when you use substances, this is going to happen. Now, is there a 0.05% chance? No, it does.
He's, oh, my.
But is that a degree of certainty?
Bro. Oh, he's getting mad.
A chance of what, sir?
I'm developing.
If you're using excessively, eventually you're going to develop symptoms.
He's molding, yep.
But risk factors tell us nothing about any one particular individual, do they, sir?
Uh-huh.
No, again, risk factors tell us nothing except that they have it at a higher likelihood of developing. That's
right,
what
this is bad.
But you did a whole litany of risk factors relative to IPV.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And none of those risk factors tell us anything specific about an individual, other than they're at higher risk.
Right.
So someone could have every single risk factor for IPV and never commit IPV, right?
That's true.
It would be, again, if you say if medical degree of probability, the answer is they will. But if you're saying uniformly, the answer is no.
Well, they will. Medical degree.
IPV can occur without substance. Oh, sure. Something can appear substance without committing IPV. Again, absolutely. But, again, you are saying different than what I said. I did not say abusing substances. I said substance use disorder. You are, those are two different things. Because there are surely people who use substances that do not engage in any violence, do not become psychotic.
Oh, my God.
So that's absolutely true of people who have substance abuse disorder. There are certainly people who have substance disorder who don't commit IPV, correct? They are saying people who have substance use disorders. The majority of them, over 50% do. The answer is yes. As you said, not everyone who smokes gets one. So.
Holy shit.
Art.
Holy fucking shit.
You said it's over 50, so
30% of the people who have substance abuse disorder don't commit IPV, and those are the ones that do not have.
That's a lie.
Right?
So that's a lie.
Wait a minute, don't, isn't substance abuse disorder and IPV risk factors?
Oh, uh-huh.
These are other people that have don't have other risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we're talking about people in general. You don't know anything about any particular individual as to whether anybody's going to commit IPV. If statistics follow through, all we can say is more than 50%, 70% will. If you combine more risk factors you have, more likely you're going to develop the illness. You smoke cigarettes once, that might not correlate to lung cancer. If you smoke it chronically, that might.
Right.
So that's what
we're
talking about individuals here. You either have lung cancer or you don't.
God.
Right?
You're trying to use the statistics.
You either commit IPV or you didn't.
That either could be it.
Yeah. Right. What's the issue with me? Like, ask about substance abuse generally.
Oh, now it's getting personal.
And
okay, here we go.
About the disorder. I'm haven't that guy talked about the traits, right?
Yes.
Anybody, does somebody have these narcissist personality traits? Substance abuse disorder. And I, right?
True.
So,
well, no, right.
About 80-90% of people who commit IPV have a personality disorder. So the answer is less than about 10%. Obviously not.
Inverse statistic. You should compare about the amount of people that have the disorder that commit IPV. It's deliberately disingenuous.
Close links with IPV for borderline personality disorder than narcissism.
Yeah, nice try.
I'm not saying for more links. I would say to you, there are absolute. If you're asking me, there are links. The answer is absolute. If you're saying
Yeah. And now what? He's getting nervous now. Look at his face, bro. He's nervous. He's fucking stressed. He's pissed.
MDMA.
Oh.
What is it?
What is
ecstasy? Yeah. And what's the normal dosage of ecstasy? Again, I couldn't tell you because honestly speaking, no one knows what they're getting when they're using it, right? It's not regulated, so. But the effects of ecstasy enhance sense of well-being?
Yeah.
At low doses, the answer is yes. I'm to gather when you're using it at higher doses, develop tolerance, you develop the sympathomimetic effects, which are not so enhance well-being. Again.
Walking away.
You're 100% right.
Here we go.
You're 100% right. It is an adaptogen. We feel closer to people. That's what people use it and say. They feel close to people, warm to people. 100%.
Yeah.
But continually and higher, it can be fatal. Right. That's not will be. I don't know if I call that will be. So continued use at higher MDMA can be fatal. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. What if you took 8 to 10 tablets of MDMA? What if you took and takes that? Again, it's very hard to say that. You don't know what it's from what for. Okay, you can't just say, hey, let me take 8 to 10.
But the Wizard Destroyer doesn't care.
That's
he's going to make him stand anyway.
Hey, you, again.
He doesn't care.
Because are unpredictable. They are not regulated. No one knows what they're going to. No one has any idea.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's going to cause this empathic and pathogen effect at very low doses, or is it going to cause increased
laughing.
It's like cocaine.
Check the clock.
No one knows.
Holy shit.
Not regulated.
and no one knows.
Holy shit.
Either.
Check the clock while he's talking.
Or if you mix it with alcohol. Or mix it with alcohol.
Uh-huh.
No one knows if it's going to be potentially worse.
Right. But if this
Holy
is a potentially lethal combination, 8 to 10 MDMA tablets.
A potentially toxic combination. Can it kill you? Yeah, I mean, it is a potentially toxic combination. That's true.
Ever heard of someone cutting off their own finger on MDMA?
Have I ever heard of it?
Yeah.
No, I can only give you one example.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
I haven't seen that one, but
Derek,
he was to the judge.
That one.
I've seen that one before, have you?
If you want to phrase more visual sleep, then the answer is...
Like, pretty much, Trudette talking about sometimes being on the knot, right?
And again, I think I explained Derek Bell very well.
But I'm going to ask him a few more questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Reference to street value. Why were you...
Because that's why people with substance use disorder use quetiapine and Derek Bell. That's why people who would use quetiapine and or slash Cerebell can get has
street value. Why are you talking about that? So like the implication that he sells drugs.
Yeah,
I love that.
There are many substance use disorder patients who have prescriptions for Adderall and quetiapine from their doctor, and that doesn't not get high out of it. Doesn't take much. Doctors like to believe what patients have to say. They're not going to go in being expert. All I'm telling you is that in people who have substance use disorder, it is not uncommon. And the thought was initially that because quetiapine was not addicting, that it's safe to give in people with substance use disorders. But in fact, absolutely no issue. Absolutely not for a fact.
Right. But my point about a bunch of testimony about street value. But you, at the time you made the testimony, the material, in fact, had a prescription.
Oh,
he also had a prescription for oxycodone and oxycodone. Does that count? Because that's also probably not a good
thing. Oh, see the implication.
Just because you have a prescription.
Yeah.
I would agree with you it wasn't a good thing.
Just because you have a prescription doesn't mean you can't abuse it.
No, that's busy. I'm just wondering why your testimony was in any way tied to street value when every single drug you referenced, Mr. Depp had legally.
Again, you can have prescription substance abuse, and we know that, correct? I shouldn't be asking that. We can have prescription substance abuse.
Just start talking to the jury.
Right now. That's not unfortunate, but...
It's so great. This guy is amazing.
Seroquel.
Now I'm talking.
Sleeping agent when used off label.
When I saw what?
Sleeping agent. Seroquel, when used off-label?
When used off-label, it's used. I can be used sleeping aid, yes.
Right. So, Mr. Depp's, the Seroquel, could account for some of the photos we saw in this trial where he's asleep in a chair.
Again, what I would say to you is that if you have a substance use disorder, or you to be knocked out. Yes, I agree. I'm not sure at the end of the day she'd have vomited over you, Edith. I've never seen Cerebell do that.
Ah.
So when he was passed out of the chair, he also had vomited over him. I didn't see Cerebell do that ever.
But Neuron.
Uh-oh.
Drugs you testified about.
Now he's talking shit.
That one's also prescribed, right?
Yes.
And what's the prescription?
What's
it used for?
Oh, no.
What's the indication or what's it used for?
Oh, no.
Seizures.
Here we go.
An indication. Again, I'm not a neurologist, so I can't tell you exactly if it does. But,
God.
Chronic label for pain.
It was ice cream.
Label for anxiety.
You're right. And what's its effect?
That was ice cream.
That's
you're right. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's another one that will put you to sleep, right?
Yeah. I mean, sure. 100%. Right.
And you made reference to a picture.
Here we go.
There's been testimony around that picture that Mr. Depp fell asleep with ice cream in his hand. That's not vomit, right?
I was told it was vomit.
Okay.
By who? It's just flowering. Yep, there we go.
And by who? Yeah, who told you that?
He used it.
I read that.
Did you read the testimony of Mr. Wyatt, who told you what was being pumped into that earpiece?
I mean, if I remember right, I mean, I think it was live, right?
Music. It was music, not his life.
So what?
Mr. Jeff listened to music rather than the best mom.
What?
That changed your opinion.
If he was never fed his lines, earpiece, which I know he was, but
right. How did he do
that? That example, Mr. Wyatt may have said that it was music. I guess the question is having the music during actual talking of your lines. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, two things at once, that's a pretty high cognitive.
I would
divided attention is something humans have a lot of trouble in. So, for instance, we have trouble driving and putting on the, you know, using our cell phones and directional. Divided attention
true.
Is actually
I've
not very good at. I'll put that out. But
Mr. Depp is pretty good at acting. You acknowledged that early on.
Absolutely. Better than me, so I know that.
Okay.
In fact, you don't know about it.
Right. We
have no idea about it.
You don't destroy him. Holy shit.
Sorry. Again, I...
Oh, my God.
Irrespective of the fact you know nothing about acting, you've testified that Mr. Depp's use of an earpiece somehow a cognitive deficit.
So if I was giving a lecture and I was fed my line, I would think there's a cognitive deficit. So maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, maybe I could be wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Stars get lines fed them through earpieces all the time, and I don't know. That it sounded to me to be unusual. You're doing a movie and you don't know the line. But I'm just judging it on what I do. That would never happen.
If you'd be lectured, you wouldn't use it here.
Maybe I'm wrong.
If you're not going to tell anybody how to.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I said if you gave lectures, you wouldn't use these. Not telling anybody how to act.
Yeah, well, I would not use their lectures.
Right.
But I don't know what the standard would be that I like.
Your use, testimony about the use of, maybe you were wrong. You're comfortable with the fact that you may have made a mistake there?
No, because based on what I've read about it, I don't believe that actors are routinely given their entire script on that part.
But it was music.
Not one bit of evidence that actors ever happened.
I guess what I said. I just said I find it hard to believe.
Why is that hard to believe?
But what you found hard to believe, sir, was that every line of the script was pumped to an earpiece. Where did you ever get the idea that ever that occurred?
That's what I read.
And the court review?
That's where I got it from.
This is bad. Holy shit.
Did Marlon Brando use an earpiece?
Isn't he dead? So the answer is no, he does not use one now.
No, I
oh, I'm sorry. I know nothing. I would accept you. I
oh, my God.
That is a legend. If that is the standard, then I apologize, and that was wrong on my part. If that's the standard,
Okay.
This is unbelievable.
Let's go with that. No further questions.
Right. Let's go with that.
You may want to take. All right, let's go ahead and break for lunch then, ladies and gentlemen. Again, do not do any outside research.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh my God! No, he doesn't use one. He's dead. And like then he decides to end it on that. That's the best fucking thing. Oh my God!
All right, so there you have it. Some of the craziest shit that Amber Heard have. We're going to continue on with the show in the recording mode, so if you are want to listen in, call in real quick, and you can listen to the rest of the show. If not, you can play it later. That's fine, too. But if you are not joining us, thank you. Have a good night. But we're going to continue on with the show. And so, to me, I thought it was fun because these people that they bring onto the stand, I'm thinking to myself how...
New text found at that location.
Ooh, they're trying to talk to me. All right, so... I just thought it was so funny when you see this shit, you know, everything that's been, you know, with this whole thing with Amber Heard's witnesses. I mean, these people are a joke of all jokes. They truly are.
She covered her
remember
that? I was a cover girl in
1980. I mean, where the hell did they get these people at, right? I mean, that's the truth. Where did they get these people at? Because it is without a doubt what blows my mind about this. But
on what subject have you been asked to offer?
Let me see. So the key part of it is that I think what's really
all right. I understand that your testimony.
All right, so they do talk about this lawyer person, right? And then they start to get into the whole thing where they try to cross-examine her. I thought it was so funny listening to this. And we're only going to play a little bit of this because it's so interesting of how they destroy these different lawyers, how Johnny Depp's lawyers destroy these people, man. It's so funny. But so let's go ahead and play a little bit of this, and then we'll come back and we'll get into the rest of this. So this is Amber Heard's professional expert on entertainment, as she so-called says, which you'll find out she has no clue what these people are. And this is her idea of what these people, I mean, she thinks she knows all this, but what Johnny Depp's lawyers do here is discredit her for not knowing anything about the entertainment business, to be honest with you. So that's what you're going to learn here right now. So take a listen to what this happens. It's so funny. We're going to return back to Osmond Gold. Here he is.
Fine. That's a damage. It's like two hat.
Yeah.
Oh. That's damages. About purported damages. Damages first. You have to testify from the Waldman statements, correct?
That was my knowledge.
About the event occurred after the Waldman statement.
That's what I was tasked with.
Activities after the Waldman statements doesn't establish that the Waldman statements caused any damages, does it?
When you look at the time frame now, and you look at what was going on with the attorney's career prior to the statement and what happened after the statement, it's very clear to make that correlation that they were caused by those statements and the campaign that followed afterwards in terms of the negative social media.
All right, that's an interesting. The witness this morning actually described the notion of what's correlation and what's causation. And correlation does not imply.
I'm not an expert in.
Okay, but you're an expert who is purporting to say that Ms. Heard lost between $45 and $50 million. And I'm trying to understand where you put the link between the Waldman statements and all the other activity that occurred since then.
Yeah.
As I stated and very clearly wanted to make sure that everybody understood that the time frame between which the Waldman statements were made and the negative decline in her career started happening, and in discussion with her agent and her publicist, there was a very tight timeline and a very close link to when those statements came out and when everything started pulling away from Ms. Heard.
Right. What you're talking about is just a link in time. You do not put any causal connection between what Mr. Waldman purportedly said and the damages that Mr. purportedly suffered. You have no idea whether Mr. Waldman's statements caused any damage to Ms. Hurst.
It could have been her own statement.
Both the words in the statements were used as hashtags in the campaign, as well as when the statistical and the investigative
Justice
analysis was done on the social media campaign. It turned out that one in four of the statements had Waldman or Waldminion in them. So that was another connection that I was able to make between the defamatory statements and the negativity that the studios and the product endorsements and the television and the press connected as well.
All right, let's start with the first principles. If they're true, they're not defamatory, correct?
Again, that's outside the scope of my expertise.
All right. Let's then go back to what you just testified to. And I think you said the Waldman statements appeared in hashtag.
The words from the Waldman statement in hashtag.
The hashtag that we're analyzing, however, don't have the Waldman statements in the hashtag.
No way.
I've also
no way.
Online myself.
Well, but the analysis that Mr. Schell did, he looked at four, right?
No.
That was Schell's analysis.
No, I was going to say it.
And the 25%,
Oh, no.
So you know what Mr. Schell did.
Here we go.
Look at hashtags that contain the Waldman statement words.
Please.
He looked at Justice for Johnny Depp, right?
That's one of them, yes.
Of the 1.2 million hits that you talked about, that was 984,000.
Also, in my conversations with Mr. Schell, we talked about all the words that were in the statement that also appeared. So what he wrote in his report and what I had in my conversation may not have been the same.
I don't want to hear my conversation with Mr. Schell. Mr. Schell, let's move beyond
that.
Other hashtag. Amber Heard is an abuser. That's not in the Waldman
statement. He's going for it. He's going for it. Here we go.
The fact that if she was called a host, she'd be related
Please, Sean.
We just don't like Amber. That's not in the Waldman statement.
That's three. You know what the four is.
And Amber Heard is not in the Waldman statement.
Correct.
Right. None of those things are. And in terms of the use of the words fraud,
there it is. He went for it.
Only 6.5%.
God, this guy's amazing.
Of the millions.
Oh my God. He had to do it.
Tweets that Mr. Schell analyzed, right?
I don't have the definition or his report in front of me, but we can look at it together if you'd like to.
Correct. And you said Waldman appears in 25%. Waldman or Waldmania?
According to Mr. Schell, yes.
But that's your only evidence, however.
Oh, God, you had to say that.
Any of
you
this
knew it.
Has any link to Mr. Waldman. Is that correct?
Well, no, we also look at the timeline because the campaigns were not active prior to the Waldman statements, and then they started appearing, so there is some connectivity there as well.
Mr. Depp bears no responsibility for the social media campaigns. He doesn't. If the social media campaigns caused Ms. Heard to lose her ability to generate income, that's not the Waldman statement. That's the social media campaign.
I'm going to object, Your Honor.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Holy shit, man. And the thing is, like, you saw her smirk a little bit. Because as he was naming them off, he's like, the four
things. And as soon as he listed or he, like, he gave a number, he's like, there's four of them, I was like, uh-oh, he's going to go for it again, man. This guy's unleashed. I know, man. She's just getting warmed up. You got to understand, she's only been sitting in that chair for 5 minutes. He's got another hour. There's another hour of this. Oh, my God. He unleashed her. Yeah. Holy fucking shit, man. Four time back-to-back? Yeah. It's like they were just, they were holding this guy back. Only 10% of his power, yeah.
But there was a lot of other activity that happened following the defamatory statements. You said every time Mr. Depp files a lawsuit, it ignites the fire around the both of them.
Yeah.
Right. No, I actually said it ignites the fire mostly around Mr. Depp. That was in context of when I was asked about Mr. Depp's career. It was not in context of when I was asked about Mature's career.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same fire?
It is and isn't. Who's the protagonist in the case in the UK? Ms. Heard was a witness to that case. She was not part of the case.
There was enormous amounts of negative activity around Ms. Heard as a result of the UK case. Isn't that true?
There was negativity, yes, about it. Remember the name of the case, yes.
Right. Substantial amounts of negativity.
Right. Yes.
Right? And so you can't tell me that negativity isn't the thing that keeps your Ms. Heard from working.
Statements were a much closer time frame to the press and publicity around Aquaman and the stand than the UK case, which was later. So, again, I will look at the defamatory statements as kind of the igniting force, and it was promoted and kind of more oxygen was put on the fire when the UK came out. So it kind of became a snowball effect.
Uh-huh.
And it kept getting stronger and stronger.
Right, but Ms. Heard isn't claiming a causal connection between the UK case and her damages, right?
No.
All right. And you can't distinguish between the UK bad publicity and the bad publicity that derived after the Waldman State.
What time frame are you talking about with the bad publicity from the UK case, so we can at least be specific on time frames?
Well, you talked about it.
A 5-year time window from 2020 to the 2 years that we're at now, plus the 3 years moving forward, is what I talked about in terms of the time frame that it would take someone who's been under this much duress to kind of rehabilitate their career. That's when we talked about the 5 years.
So you look over this 5-year window. And during the period that precedes this window, there's lots and lots of negative press about this murder, irrespective of the Waldman statement, correct?
Before the Waldman statement, as I said, she was able to overcome that, and she got great jobs and was getting endorsement contracts.
Right, but after the Waldman statement, there is more activity in the press, there's more social media activity, and you cannot put a causal connection between that activity and what Mr. Waldman said.
Particularly the instigating event, if you want me to call it that, we'll call the Waldman statements the instigating event of a torrential rain of social media tactics that has gone on for years. Yeah.
The instigating event, and therefore your damage analysis with some degree, of reasonable certainty is that once there's an instigating event, everything that happens thereafter is fair game for damages?
Well, it's like a fire. If one tree burns and then more wind adds to it, then the next tree burns and the whole forest burns. But if that first fire hadn't started with the one tree, there would have been no loss of acreage. So you can look at it with that same analogy.
Trees burn one at a time, don't they, man?
You know, I'm not a firefighter. I'm not going to go there with you. But obviously we know that a single match can cause thousands of acres to burn.
I think I'm right there with you. All right. Let's do this.
Okay.
You decided that there were a number of persons that described comparable. To determine what Heard was likely to make over time, correct? All right. Of those comparable actors and actresses, there a single one who has had any press suggesting that they defecated in the marital bed.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You got it allowed? Oh my God.
It's a negative.
Oh my God.
With respect to Hollywood.
Holy shit.
One believed it. No, it was reported.
Holy fuck, man. This guy is
dead. Yeah. It certainly has been discussed. We don't have any video of anybody defecating on the bed.
All right. There was a little bit of that Amber Heard's expert analysis there. Oh, my God. See, this is what I'm saying. Amber Heard's lawyers and these witnesses are idiots. I mean, it's unbelievable that they would even put them on the stand. Well, you know, they're being paid. So when they're being paid, of course, they're going to say whatever it is for Amber Heard so they can make their money, because they want to make money by saying good stuff for Amber Heard and saying that Amber was the one who was in the raw, was the one who was the victim in this whole case. But that's not what's going to happen here. She's being torn apart by her own people. And it doesn't help that they have great lawyers on Johnny Depp's side that will get that out of them as well. Very interesting. It's a very comical circus in that courtroom. Really, it is. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back. And we'll talk more about it. It'll be interesting, right? So we'll be right back in just a few moments. This is Politics.
are done by you. Some things look better, baby, just passing through.
All right, we're back, and of course, we've been discussing the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial or defamation case. Every time I think of the word defamation, I'm thinking of Amber Heard saying defecation case. I got to tell you, man, you know, this woman has many, 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 many issues that, you know, it kind of concerns me a little bit. Only because it does have a lot of issues here that is surrounding this whole thing with Johnny Depp and their and the whole cases. I think that. You know, Amber Heard is really having a lot of issues with this whole case, and I think that it's just it's unraveling before her eyes. I mean, you got to think that you know, she's having a lot of issues trying to convince many, many people that, you know, hey, you know, she's the victim. Unfortunately, she is not a victim. Nor will she be the victim, right? Because she's not the victim here. And, you know, she wants to pretend that she's the victim, but she is definitely having so many issues where it's falling apart with this whole thing. And it's hilarious. It really is. That, you know, the cross-examination of Amber Heard's team and everything is just blows my mind on this. That her people, I don't know what she's thinking. Maybe they have a lot of issues that they have to go through to try to figure this out, right? Because that's where it really boils down to, is that there's a lot of issues with her testimonies. But I think it's going to get worse for Amber Heard. I think it's the people are really realizing that she is a phony, that she is fake, that she is lying. And so is her witnesses, who have been paid with a substantial amount of money to do this. So, you know, she's getting paid for it. You know, the people are getting, you know, these witnesses are getting paid. And they're getting paid a very handsomely amount of money to do this. Now, let me just make sure everybody knows that, you know, these lawyers, man, they tear it up. Johnny Depp's lawyers don't play around, man. They tear up this whole scenario, the situation of what's going on. And they are getting tired of Amber Heard. The judge is even getting tired of Amber Heard. She's finished with Amber Heard. And I don't blame them. I don't blame her one bit to get to the point where you say enough is enough of this circus. I mean, it is crazy as it is. But Amber Heard has to pay the price on this. She really does. She's going to have to pay the price on this without a doubt of what's been happening. And, of course, I believe that, you know, they're going to deal with this a little bit more in a different situation. to where it will get worse for Mrs. Hurd or Mrs. Turd, whichever one you want to talk about. what the hell is wrong with these people? You know what? And in Hollywood, you think, well, you know, it's not a bad situation, but the whole thing is just very scary when you think about it. And yeah, you know what? Amber Heard is trying to say that she lost her jobs because of Johnny Depp. But you know what? I'm truly thinking that it's her own damn fault that she lost her jobs. You know, Amber Heard is one of those people who want to blame everybody else besides her own fault. You know, like we said before, she's a manipulator. She is very much an evil woman. You know, when I think of Amber Heard, I want to call her a succubus. The succubus demon who goes and sucks it all out of the man until the man no longer take it. I mean, come on. Think about that for a minute. How crazy that truly is. But anyway, that's the whole point of it, of what we're discussing here on the show today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up. I'm going to recall back in, and we're going to do a little bit longer show to cover the rest of these court cases because there's a lot of them here today. And then once I get done covering that, then we'll get into some other stuff. Yeah, a few other details. We'll try to get all this today on the show. All right, let me hang up, and then I'll call back in. For everybody that's tuning in from this show, thank you for listening. God bless you. And we will see you again next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Paula will join us then. We'll talk about politics, Second Amendment rights, Roe versus Wade, and all that other stuff, and the breaking news that comes in. All right, so I'm out of here. Have a good night. Take care, and God bless.